looking tonight in some precious proverbs out of the book of Proverbs. We've been studying for a number of weeks about the Word of God, and we've been studying about the Lord God Himself and about the Lord Jesus Christ. And we were set to study about the ascension and second coming of Christ tonight. And the Lord just moved on my heart strongly about these Proverbs and commanded me, I believe, to look here in the book of Proverbs, chapter number 29 and verse number 18. I'd like for you to turn there. This is a very true word here tonight, and one that's been declared many, many times. Proverbs 29, verse 18. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. So we think about this word tonight, where there is no vision, the people perish. We think, first of all, about a promised teaching. Now, a vision is a revelation of the teaching of the Word of God. I believe it is an opportunity for mankind to know the laws of God and the love of God. I think tonight, gentlemen, that we must know that mankind needs a vision. It is true that the servant must know the master's will if he's going to do his duty. Daniel had a vision. Ezekiel had a vision. Isaiah had a vision. John the Revelator, oh, what a vision he had. He saw the Lord Jesus Christ while he was out there on the Isle of Patmos. And the Lord showed him heaven. And the Lord showed him times of tribulation. God help. Now, the reason this is a promised teaching is, certainly if it's true where there is no vision, the people perish, then the opposite would be true as well. Where there is a vision, the people prosper. You know, when the vision and the message of the Word of God is declared and accepted, men are blessed. Psalm 33:12 says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord." So we think about that promised teaching. It also declares to us, number two, a perishing thought. Where there is no vision, the people perish. I believe where there is no man to expound the Word of God, where there is no man to teach the good knowledge of truth, the people will perish. Without the Word, men are stripped of their armor. Without the Word, men are exposed to the dangers and the wiles of the devil. How would we tonight stand without our Bibles? How tonight would we stand without a man of God to preach to us and declare the truth? When there is no vision, when there is no expounding of the Word of God, the people are easy prey to the enemy, for we have no defense. Listen to this scripture in 2 Chronicles chapter 28, verse 19. Talking about a king named Ahaz, a wicked man. For the Lord brought Judah low because of Ahaz, king of Israel. For he made Judah naked and transgressed sore against the Lord. What happened? This king's evil doings and his ability to put down the man of God and neglect the Word of God and the Passovers of God, because of that he made Judah naked. Naked meaning without armor. Naked meaning exposed to the wiles of the devil. America tonight, if it's not careful, is going to be found naked. Without the Word of God, without the help of God, because we've become destitute of the truth. The book of Hosea chapter 4 verse 6 says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." What about that? Where there is no vision, the people perish. They're destroyed because there is a lack of knowledge. There's a lack of teaching. There's a lack of training. There's a lack of truth. And there's a lack for the Word of God. And God's people were destroyed. They were perishing because of a lack of knowledge. But He didn't stop there. There's a colon in the Word of God that says, "Because thou hast rejected knowledge." What about that? And for some people, there is a vision. For some people, there is teaching and there is training. But God says, "You've rejected knowledge. And because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee." Makes me think, thirdly, about perilous times. There is a time
When men will not hear, they're rebellious and ungovernable. Therefore, because of their rebellion and their rejection of Christ, the Lord said, I reject you if you reject me. Therefore, if we've rejected God, the vision that God gives is withdrawn because we are blinded by sin and worldliness. If you don't have vision, you're blind. Blinded by Satan. Blinded by self. Blinded by sin. Blinded by worldliness. In 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse number 1, the Bible says the word of the Lord was precious in those days. And there was no open vision. Why? Because Eli and his sons, they had forsaken the Lord. And they had caused Israel to sin. They had got into a place of being backslidden. And they were blinded to the things and the teaching of Almighty God. And when that happened, the Bible says that there was no open vision. God became silent in those days. No open vision. You realize that there was another time when God grew silent? Between the Old Testament and the New Testament, there were 400 years of silence where God did not speak. Do you realize where we live tonight, America? In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 1, the Bible says, in the last days, perilous times will come. Perilous times like what Eli, Hophni, and Phinehas saw. Perilous times like what they saw between the Old Testament and New Testament. Perilous times even greater than those days is where we live tonight. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter number 3 and verse number 13 that evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse. It is perilous times. We've seen a promised teaching. We've seen perishing thought. We see perilous times. But fourthly and finally, we see a precious truth. Now the word of the Lord was precious in those days. And certainly the word of the Lord is precious today. The word of the Lord is our vision. It is our eyes. Amen. Now, we don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. Faith is our sight. Amen. Faith is our vision. The word of God is our vision. The word of the Lord is precious. Hey, Jesus is precious. The blood of Jesus Christ is precious. And tonight your faith is precious. You know what it means to have precious faith? Precious meaning it's scarce. 2 Thessalonians 3, 2 says, all men have not faith. Precious meaning it is unique. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and one Father of all. Precious in that it is beautiful. Hey, Jesus said in Luke chapter 7, I have not found so great faith. No, not in all Israel. Precious faith in that it is rare. In Mark chapter 9, verse 23, rare. All things are possible to him that believeth. Faith is essential. It's precious faith because 1 John 5, 4 says, this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Let's go back to those perilous times and compare this precious truth. When the word of the Lord was precious in the days of Eli and Hophni and Phinehas, and there was no open vision, what did God do about it? God raised up a Samuel to meet the need. Amen. Thank God for Samuel, a man who said, hear my Lord. Hallelujah. Hey, when there was 400 silent years, God raised up a John the Baptist to prepare the way for the Lamb of God. Hey, when we needed a Savior, God sent His Son, glory to God, that we might be saved. And when we needed a Comforter, God sent the Holy Ghost to meet the need. And He's here with us tonight. Hallelujah to God. Hey, in Psalm 119, verse 18, the psalmist said, open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Luke chapter 4, verse 18, speaking about Jesus. Jesus says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind. Have we been blinded by sin and worldliness? Hey, Jesus said, I come that you might recover your sight. I come that you might have vision. And he said, I come to set at liberty them that are bruised. Hey, in John 18:37, as Jesus stands before Pontius Pilate, I make this statement, this is what Jesus said. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world. What was the reason? He come to save us. He come to give men a vision that we might be saved. Hey, y'all, tonight we face perilous times. If he raised up a Samuel, if he raised up a John the Baptist, if he sent Jesus, when we face perilous times, you know what I'm going to tell you, men? God told me to tell you, that's why he called you. That's why he's raised you up. He's raised you up to preach the word. He's raised you up to declare the vision. Glory to God, that blesses my soul and humbles me that God has a specific purpose and a call for our life tonight. Amen. That's why he said, I've called you to go forward and teach them the word of God and declare the truth and give them the open vision. Hey, when we face perilous times in 2 Timothy chapter number 3 and verse number 14, what are we supposed to do when evil men and seducers wax worse and worse? He says, but continue there. Continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of. Hey, there's some things tonight we're sure of. I'm sure of the Savior tonight, amen. Glory to God. I'm sure of the Scriptures tonight, amen. I'm sure I'm saved, amen. And I think about there where Paul and Silas were set out there in a prison cell and they had been beaten and cast down. Those were perilous times. How could they sing praises? And how could they pray to God when blood's running down their back and they're in pain? I'll tell you how. They were sure of the Savior. They were sure, amen, of the Scripture. They were sure, amen, glory to God, they were sure of their salvation. And fourthly, they were sure of their service. The Bible said the men of Macedonia, it was a vision that they saw, amen. And they said, come over, amen. He says over here in Acts chapter number 16 and verse number 10, he said that we endeavored to go into Macedonia assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them. They were sure of their service. God called us for certain. And there was results. Lydia got saved. The fortune-telling girl got the devil cast out of her, amen. And I'm going to tell you what tonight, gentlemen, I am sure he called me to preach the word. I'm thankful tonight, amen, that we have this opportunity. Glory, hallelujah. Well, Proverbs 29:18 says, where there is no vision, the people perish. I'm glad tonight we have an opportunity for a vision from the Word of God.